from Jacobs and Jonathan.
Pamachon Ishoines, Isha Chemes Alvores, Isha Bitochen, Isha Yichud HaMaisa. It says in the Pasuk, when Yisrael was describing to Moshe the people to choose to leave Klal Yisrael, Anshe Chayil, Yirei Elokim, Anshe Emes, Soni Botza. And I was trying to think of this in a kuda to learn from the Rav. It was very difficult because he had immense capacities. And I don't know, we saw godless, but what can we take away from it? Anshe Chayil. So the nekuda that we could is the nekuda of avoida ad klois hanefesh, of great capacities, but those capacities were filled to the utmost. Anshe Chayil. When I first came to the shul for the first time, it was by my first meeting with the Rav. The Rav opened the meeting with the Igros Moshe. The Moshe Feinstein has said that the main tafkir of a Rav is to see that there's Gilas learning Torah. It sounded like a good way to open a meeting, but I didn't realize at the time that he just introduced me to his mahus. Anshe Chayil, the visions that he had for the Gehila and what he strove to teach them, ranging from the shiurim in Shal Shmaitzik Tzois, Reb Chaim, Reb Abba's shiurim in Chas Chinuch, Nach, Chavis Halvavis, Mesiyas Yishorim, Halacha every day, Nesach the Shvi'is during Shvi'is, so that's just a short sampling of the Chayim, of the visions that he had in mind. But that wasn't enough. That wasn't enough. He had to bring Magidei Shiurim into the shul to compete with him. And the way he put it was, I want there to be a situation where he called it a three-ring circus, where there are shiurim going on all sides of the Bismedrash, and you don't know what to do. So he brought in Magidei Shiurim to compete with him. And what did he do with this Magidei Shiurim? So he told me when I first came into the shul, there are going to be refreshments. There's going to be soda and cake and rubbeloch put at the tables. And the one day that I came in 5 minutes early, I saw him setting it up. And then at the end of the shiur, he came and cleared it away. The shiur, they competed with his. Until I convinced him that I could do that too. I can set it up and I can put it away. And in meeting after meeting, it was always the same krechts. Where is everybody? And then we'd stand together in a full base medrash, and I'd say to the Rav, look, here's everybody. Look at this base medrash. And he'd say, Yavin, Yusi is here, but I know all the people who aren't. No, this is not good enough. What can we do to get more people in? And what didn't he do? One of the highlights that I remember of the events in the shul in the period that I was here was a malka that the shul made, that the Rav made, celebrating Limud Torah in the shul. And this was perhaps the central focus of his halakha, celebrating the Limud Torah. Simchas Torah in the shul was always clearly defined as celebrating the shul's achievements in Torah of this year. And that was emphasized. And he told me before this Simchas Torah, when he wasn't here, he said, do not use Simchas Torah to exhort to further Torah learning. That's not the focus now. Now the focus is to focus on what the shul achieved in Torah learning this past year. That is the focus of our Simchas Torah. And the Gabbayim of the shul, the officers of the shul, have said that with half of the things, and maybe half is an understatement, of all the different initiatives, of all the different, always envisioning what does the person needing for his ruchni yizdika life, from chinuch and kashrus, to bringing in speakers on all kinds of subjects that are fundamental to the Yiddish home. And these things cost them money. And the officers of the shuls have said that half the time they have no idea where the money is coming from. And it was actually last week that I said to the Rav point blank, that I already understand how it works. When there are programs that need to be paid for, and it isn't clear whether there's going to be a budget for it, the Rav Pasha pays it for it out of his own pocket. And he said, that's true. Money was a non-issue. When we talk about soine botza, I never saw such a thing in my life. How at the blink of an eye, if anyone remembers at Bet Malav Malka, how the Rav was talking about learning Friday morning. And he said, no, boss, your wife is going to have it hard because she needs you at home. So you get help. And you know what? I'm going to pay for that help. That's what he announced at the spot. It was at the phone on the spot. He said, I'm serious. You're going to come over to me. You're going to hire the help for those 2 hours and I'm going to pay for it. When the Daf HaShavua was learning in the Sechta, learning the Daf throughout the week, the Rav came and announced, anybody who will learn the Yerushalmi alongside it will get that volume of Yerushalmi from me. Shema Toimar, he got it for free from art school. He said that he did it. He paid for them. Anybody who will learn the Hakdama Mesiyas Yisharim, every Rosh Chodesh will get the art school Mesiyas Yisharim from me. I'm going to pay for them. To the extent that one of the shul's officers told me that I think that the Rav spends on the shul more than his salary is. And I don't think that that's a guzma. Anche, you're the king. Anche emes, sene bota. The mid of emes. I was very close with the Rav. I had this chusa. He was very, very mekar of me. At one point, my wife was selling baked goods, and I asked him about using them for the shul kiddushes. And he said to me, I would eat in your home comfortably, but I cannot take achrayas for it. If there's a rav who will take achrayas for it, I'll allow it into the shul. Otherwise not. I'll eat it, but I won't allow it into the shul. Kachava. He said, I'll tell people that I'll eat in your house. But if they ask me if I'll take achrayas, the answer is no. When there was a certain collection being made, I was collecting for a certain cause, and he called me in. He said, people are asking me about this. And he started grilling me to see if it's justified, if it's really something to collect for. He gave me a hard time. And as he's grilling me, he wrote out a check for $500, and he hands it to me, tell today his tough questions. And he says, I trust you 100%, but I can't tell people to give based on that. I have to be convinced that it's taka justified. The middle of emes, of absolute emes. When there was a question of signing on something, I was talking to him about it, and I told him, Reb Pliny and Reb Pliny will also be signing. He looked at me with a look of disgust, and he said, what does that have to do with me? If anything, now that you told me that, I can't sign. But I have to be able to approach it completely on my own Midavens. And this is what caused him to jump into any communal issues. He jumped right into the center if he felt that they needed to be dealt with. And if it was a question of being called a liberal, let them say it. If it's a question of being called a radical, let them say it. And he was called both. And Shema Torma, he had a thick skin. So in a moment of openness, we're once talking about a certain communal turmoil that he was in the middle of Kedarkoi to be Loichem Olchemez Hashem, and he was expressing tzar over a certain attack that was on him, and I said, the Rav cares? It was pushed to me that not. That was the Rav that I knew. He looked at me and he said, I'm boss of the dumb. He cared. But he was an Ish Yichud HaMaiseh, an Ish Yichud HaMaiseh. It doesn't matter. There was no consideration of me, how does it work for me? It was all just what is the Ratzon Hashem. And the Hanhaga inside the Kehillah, the extent of his Dagon, for every prat, every individual in the Gehila, provided us with the Amud, the Shlosh Amud of Torah Avodah Gemilus Chasodim. We talked about Torah Avodah. But the Gemilus Chasodim was such that now, 30 years younger than him, I just cannot fathom how he was able to keep up with all the things he kept up with. And the Klal was always, he didn't express this, but this is what I saw, that the Prat came before the Klal. There was just a big Kiruv Shabbos in the shul. And I don't know if the Tzibur realizes that he was on the verge of canceling it. Lest it Chas V'Shalom overshadowed by Mitzvah of the Stein family. He was on the verge of canceling the Shabbos. He brought in a special speaker that he was very excited to have in the shul. And he especially wanted it to be a big shiur for women from this speaker. And the question came up of, it seemed that the hall wasn't going to be available. In the Beis Medrash, there's a handful of people who learn on a regular basis on Friday nights. Now he had pushed for this shiur, and he had told the speaker that he was going to pay significantly more for this shiur because he considered it a very, very fashionable thing. But his response to that was, Yibotel HaShir. But if there are people who are learning regularly in Beis Medrash at that time, it's not going to happen in Beis Medrash. Ended up happening in the hall. The Yechidim who went through Tzaras can tell we had a fire in our home. We had a fire in our home. We were out of the house for a while. Day after day, there was a phone call at 9 o'clock in the morning to hear what things are up to, where is it holding, the problem with the insurance, and maybe 3-4 minutes to talk and learn. And this is just one dogma of the countless yechidim that he put before all of his yisukim for the klal. He was never satisfied with himself. He was always pushing. He was always trying to find where is the Yitzhahara motivating what I'm doing. And the number of times I asked him, is there not capable of just having nachas from his achievements? And his answer was always no. And then the Kiyuva should know that it was about 3 months ago, perhaps one of the last Shabbos that he was here, and he asked me to wait for him after Friday night tefillah, if I could wait for him on the side. And he said to me, we've been through a lot. We've been through a lot over the years. But look where the Kehila is. Look where the Kehila is holding. Look how much the Kehila is growing. Look at the atmosphere now in the Kehila. The happiness that permeates the shul. I finally heard him grant himself to express the nachas that he had from the Kehila that he so much cultivated and that he put so much into. Ashrei mi sheishlim shenoiso b'mheira, the Rav was nifter kipay ha-shemesh b'tzorayim. But he lived 3 lifetimes at least. Every day was 72 hours in terms of what he accomplished. And this, I can say, the godless, the capacities, I don't know what we can learn from, but this we can learn from. The avodah kodesh ha-nefesh. And the Rav's love was expressed in the Rav's way. The Rav's deep love for every yachid in the Kehila was often expressed in a gruff way. And I want to ask on behalf of the Kehila, the relationship between the Rav and the Kehila was like the relationship between a father, a mechanech, and a growing child. And as children growing up under a mechanech, we may not have appreciated enough, may not have recorded the right respect. So I'm going to ask on behalf of the mechila, on behalf of the kehila, mechila from the Rav, and also ask, the Rav was concerned about this over the last couple of months, the Rav was concerned about this, that anybody who got a patch from a loving father should be moichel him, the pen mole. Mezuzah Hashem, I will go to be, I mean, it's Yosha, it's Choshen and Abitzin,
really spoke of with so much reverence, so much kavod. And benin v'chasnim, how we related to each one with such pride. Tzar, when I left one of the chasnims a little bit before the family sang together the song of the family, you missed that. I was menachem and I said that I saw the whole family dance together in a circle. I was there for that. And it should be a meditation for all of us. And if there's one thing to convey, he was busy this last week with many plans that are still in process of more Torah and more Torah, developing the night Seder. There's a Mishnah Berurah she was starting Sunday night that he was pushing the Chol Koichu L'Chol Ma'idah. If you feel HaKaras HaTovtim, the one thing that he always wanted, and the one thing that he wants even more now, is be Kerveya more learning. Be Kerveya more learning. And Bezos Hashem, that will give him the Kayach to be made with Tzio Yishev for us that much more. Be Amodes Mavetach. Amen.